Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, fasting is a protective covering for a man as long as he does not tear that protection. Protective covering here means such a covering where a man protects himself from his infamous enemy shaitan. This is what fasting does. In another hadith we are told that fasting saves one from Allah's punishment in the hereafter. One hadith mentions that fasting saves one from Jahannam, that is hell. Once somebody inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what causes the fast to break? He replied, telling lies and backbite. So obviously breaking here will mean that, not in the literal sense where like when you eat and drink, but breaking here means the whole effect of the fast is lost when a person during his fasting lies and making أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. Translation of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, say to my servants, they must speak and say only that which is best. Verily shaitan interferes, excites between them. Verily shaitan is open enemy of men. So there are two or three important things in this particular verse. First of all, you must know that speaking is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only given to human beings. Other creatures don't speak. They maybe communicate from sound and all the rest of that, but when it comes to speaking, using words and sentence formation with intelligence and all the rest of that, is a gift only granted to insan. That is the first. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us how to use this particular gift of ours. Everything is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's remember. And if we misuse the gifts of Allah, we abuse them, then that is a form of ingratitude to Allah. Now this is such an important command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, some places of the Quran Allah directly says, Aqimu salah, read namaz, atu zakat, and give zakat, jahidu fillah, make jihad in the path of Allah. But here, Allah ta'ala tells us via beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my sons, tell them. What you must tell them? That you must say that what is the best. Second thing Allah calls us, ibadi, maqul ibadi. You know this term, ibad, comes from the Arabic word, abd, and abd means servant. So you tell somebody, my servant, you say, do I look like your servant? You tell somebody, don't bring that from me. They say, what, do I look like your servant? But when Allah calls us his servant, it is the highest form of respect and the best of titles. Allah Ta'ala calls Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, Allah took his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Jajjah and Miraj. Allah said, Ashadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a servant. Allah calls him the servant. And Allah says, we are his servants. That means we have fulfilled the requirements, or we are expected to fulfill the requirements of servitude in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very loving way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually talking to us. Say to my servants, my beloved servants, my believing servant, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what? Yaqul, when you speak, this gift of speaking. Now when you speak of speaking, when you talk about speaking, then one is the verbal rendition of words, right? And there's also another form of rendition, what we call writing. In a way, you sometimes talk to a person via, writing. So whether it is a verbal rendition or whether it is in the form of writing, in both the cases, we are obligated to make sure قُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. The word أَحْسَن, it comes from the word Hasan. Hasan means good, beautiful, you know. Allah didn't say Hasan, he said Ahsan. In Arabic, when you say Ahsan, it means best. So Allah didn't say just say that you must speak what is good, he said then you speak that what is best. Now, that means when you are talking and you are saying something to somebody, choose your words, your tone, and properly. Now, when are we going to talk to people? One is, we need to say something to somebody from our side. We initiating the speech. Be careful how you say it sometimes, because we are not careful the way that person may be sensitive, or he may, we must understand, or by his nature he just got that kind of bizarre temperament that he can just be ticked off very, very quickly. So be careful how you address whoever you are addressing. Be careful in your approach, in your choice of words, as well as when it comes to your tone. One is when you initiate. The other thing is you have to respond to somebody. Now when you respond to somebody, sometimes, you know, people, they come and they bitter with you, they irritate you, they're looking for a response from you. They will tell you the ugliest things, and especially this was with regard to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was told the ugliest thing. He was called a madman, he was called an imposter, and what did he call him? A mushrikeen. Now how much can a person take? If somebody swears you today, swears you tomorrow, it's not late, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it, so they have to do this. He mentioned about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that one day somebody told him something very bad. So that time, just before this verse came, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, also he didn't leave it. Back, whatever, and the harshest of words. So then, that's the time this verse was revealed. So you must remember that when you want to initiate a conversation, be careful how you speak. When you want to respond, sometimes when the person is out to look for a trouble with you, and you know, irritate you, whatever it might be, then your response can be such that you can really just threaten the fellow, you know, just cool him down and sweeten him with the way you say what you say. That's where shaitan comes. Allah says, "Inna shaitan la yadzaghu baynahum." One is shaitan will come and tell you to him like this, you know, initiating your conversation. And this is a big problem with many of us. If you want to correct somebody or say something, we'll use it in such a high-end manner. We'll say such, you know, ugly things, and we will have such a, you know, condescending attitude, make the fellow feel so low in there. That is not the way of the Muslim world. That is not the way of the Quran. Then also comes to writing. And I don't have to tell you about all the pamphlets that were flying around, still fly around. People are doing certain things that doesn't agree with other people. They send them to Jahannam and back with the words that they use. It's against the Quran. So you want to put somebody right, you feel he's doing wrong, but you're doing 10 times bigger wrong, try to put him right. Now, where's the logic in that? So be careful about how you say it, right? So whether you are responding or whether you are initiating any conversation, you can actually sweeten that person just by using wisdom. That moment, don't let shaitan come and interfere. Shaitan can come and say, see what this guy is telling you. Put him right, man. Answer. Let him, don't have the last word. يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shaitan interferes. You know, he incites. He whispers in your ear, tell him like this. And he runs to that fellow, tell him like that. And now all of us are fighting, hitting each other, doing whatever. And shaitan is telling him, Allah says, shaitan is the open enemy of man. So he is not going to just sit back and go. Shaitan doesn't take off, you know that. 24/7, the man is working, he's on the job. So wherever he can make a person do something wrong, even when it comes to a thing like speech, he is going to cause it. He's going to make something. So when you're talking to your wife, or she's talking to you, or when you're talking to your workers, or to your friends, or whoever it might be, try and have this. Always, I tell the people, think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he respond? The minute you just think of him, there will be such a uraniyat coming in your heart and in your tongue, you won't want to respond in an ugly way. And then Allah Ta'ala will inspire you with the most beautiful wisdom, the best of words, the sweetest of expressions. And that fellow who came to look for something, you'll find with that. Maybe not in your first response, second. Yes. And then you'll find, do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this verse. Ahsan yaqulu allati hiya ahsan. Say that what is the best. May Allah give us all tawfiq.